Blog Talk Radio.
This is August 5th, 2013. I am your host, Tom Riedel. Joining me shortly will be my co-host, Robin Eduardo. And this is a show where we showcase new authors, and we have seven of them for you tonight. Stay tuned. We'll be bringing them on shortly. A brief intro to today's show, obviously, is the seven authors show. We will have seven authors on. And if you want to find out more about what we do here on the Writer's Lounge, you're more than welcome to head over to the Writer's Lounge blog located over at tomriedel.com/blog. And over there, of course, as I always say, you can read the reviews that I've done and listen to the shows in the upper left-hand corner as a Blog Talk Radio player. Go ahead and click on the author name and you'll be able to listen to the show at any time, not just live, but also afterwards if you'd like. Of course, everybody has one. We do too. Facebook link on the Blog Talk Radio site. You click that, you'll go right to it, or just search under Facebook for the Writer's Lounge and you'll find us over there. Our numbers are climbing over there. And once again, I want to thank everybody over there for stopping in and leaving comments, and it's been a lot of fun. We are approaching our second anniversary. We will be there in about another week or two. So thank you for making us a success. And of course, if you'd like to, you go over to Twitter. Please follow us on Twitter. And you can contact us the old-fashioned way at twl11@yahoo.com. That's where all the authors that are on tonight contacted our show to be on tonight's show. Upcoming guest authors coming up in 2 weeks will be Jeff Gafford. He wrote a book called Summertown, and that'll be August 19th. So I hope you will stay tuned for that show. It'll be a good one. And, of course, I have to promote Magic Pen Web Design. It offers its clients a simple, effective, and affordable approach to website design development. And go over there, fill out a free estimate form over at magicpenwebdesign.com. And let Magic Pen help you sell that next book with a website design that works its magic for you. Also, of course, I want to mention regarding Magic Pen Web Design, it isn't just authors that we cater to. We cater to anybody who would like a website done professionally, and I hope I can help you with that. And at this point in time, I want to talk about what is it we talk about at this time? Oh, yes, the caller information. You can call us at 626-213-5613 or toll-free at 877-878-1436. And, of course, this is where I bring on the fabulous co-host of the Writer's Lounge, Robin Eduardo. And, Robin, we are approaching our second-year anniversary. Can you believe it?
I know. Time flies.
It does. And you've been here almost all of the way. There's a few shows you missed in the beginning. It's been a lot of fun. We've enjoyed it. And I've been telling everybody how much I really like the show's format tonight. We did it one other time, and it worked out so well that I am really happy and excited to have the authors back for this show. So You even called it like it's almost like speed dating.
Speed
right?
dating. Speed dating for authors.
Yes.
Except you know, everybody gets the date, not one on one.
Yeah, you know what we should do? Not that we would line up seven people to decide who we're going to date. We could almost do it that way as all these reality TV shows that they have now with, you know, the singers and all that. We could kind of line them all up and decide which one is the best author or which one's the best book. But you know what? They're all so good and so close to being excellent that I don't think that that would be something that we'd be able to do very easily.
Well, and the thing is in writing, and when you write, it's not a competition. There's no zero-sum game. So we're not in competition with each other. We're only in competition with ourselves. And hopefully we could all learn from each other. So that's the point of that. We're not American Idol for the literature world.
Exactly.
But that would be pretty interesting, though, to maybe think about that later on down the road, to have an award.
Yeah, I've always thought about that, to give up an award to the most popular author. And like I say, a couple shows back, I had an author on that was in the top five. I don't think I could ever really take those top five and decide which one's better. I really don't think I could do that.
I
was just thinking about that the other day, and I thought, no, it would be too hard because there's different genres involved and different people. I don't think I would be able to do that. But I do have something to pass along here to you, and it's sort of on a local scale here, the Twin City area.
Okay.
A gentleman on, well, he used to start on KSTP and he moved over to WCCO radio back in 2010. Before that, he was on KSTP, and that's where I found him. His name is Tommy Mischke, and he used to do a lot of humor on his show. He also interviewed authors on his show, and he was one of the best interviewers of authors that I have ever heard. And I would like to think that you and I have been right up there, too, as far as interviewers. But anyway, Tommy decided to call it quits, and he's left radio airwaves, and we are sorely going to miss him. He was one of the best entertainers in this area around here in radio that this place has seen for years and years. And I don't think anybody can compare with Tommy, because he didn't bring on politics, Robin. He brought on himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about himself. He talked about, well, not just himself, but he talked to a lot of people that called into his shows, were just regular callers that became a part of his family on the radio.
Aww.
And humor was unbelievable. It was just amazing. And I listened to his show the other night, and I felt like, Robin, I felt like I lost a dear friend. I couldn't sleep for 2 or 3 hours after that. And I hope to think that if we were to ever go away or decide to end the show, that people out there would feel the same about us as being a family, because we have helped a lot of authors,
mm-hmm.
and the authors have also helped us do what we do. So it was a bit of a sad night, well, about a week ago, actually. Well, no, it wasn't. It was on Thursday night that he decided to hang up his mic. And so anyways, that's the little plug I wanted to put in for Tommy. And I'm sure he is not listening, but I have been on his show. I was interviewed on his show once as a call-inner. So I do have that on YouTube, and I probably will post it at some point, but I'm not sure when. But anyway, that's what's happening with me. I also have something else, Robin, that I wanted to get out there quickly.
Okay.
That I don't know. I'm sure you did see that I went to the Night of the Living Dead down at the Mound Theater last Saturday night, and it was just incredible. It was Oh, it was beautifully done. Yeah, you said you were jelly.
Jelly, yes, I'm jelly.
But it was so beautifully done. The producing and the directing of that was just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're getting ready to shoot the zombies with the gun, when he pulls the trigger and pulls the barrel back, the timing was perfect because you heard the shot ring out, and then you even heard the shell casing drop to the floor after you heard
cool.
the shot. So it was really done well. They had little girls there that were like 5 or 6 years old wandering around the theater because they used the whole theater as their hideout. Weren't really interacting. They were just like invisible. But during mm-hmm. intermission, we got to mingle with the Walking Dead, and that was cool. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds like it was a lot of fun. I've heard so many good things about it, and I am jealous that you got to see it because of all the people. Hello, I'm the one that should have seen it, not you.
Yeah, exactly.
But I haven't. I wanted to see it when it was up in Toronto, and I didn't get a chance to do that. So I'm still waiting for my turn. But, yes, that I've heard so many really great things about the theatrical production. So that's awesome.
I may stand corrected here, and I'm pretty sure I'm correct, but most of the people that did this production were from this area, so there weren't an outside group coming in.
Really?
They did so well that they packed the theater. My friend, of course, that filled in for you, Lisa Lee, is manager of the Mounds Theater in St. Paul, and she was totally awesomely impressed with the performances that went on, so much so that they will be coming back in October. So if anybody out there is in the Twin City area listening, please mark your calendars for October and check with the dates. Go over to the Mounds Theater website. Of course, just plug it into a Google search, and I'm sure you'll find it. But get on over there and watch that, because when I went in, I was a little apprehensive about how good it would be. And once it started, I was just totally in awe of it, and it was just so well done.
Much more impressed now that you've brought that up, because I wasn't aware that it was a local production, because, I mean, the one that I'm speaking about is a major theatrical thing. However, that's very interesting, because then that means around the country there's probably other local theater companies that are picking it up and putting on productions of Night of the Living Dead. Oh, that's so exciting. I need to get on Google and look up all this information.
Yeah, you got
cool.
to. And if I had enough money, I would have flown you out here. It would have been great to spend the time with you there at the theater.
Yeah.
Just remarkable.
I still want to get up and get to your camp.
Yeah, the camp is going well. I don't get a chance to go up there as much as I'd like. The gas prices kind of keep me here grounded in the Twin Cities. But summer is flying by fast, and I'm hoping that this weekend will be an opportunity for me to go up, maybe wet a line, of course, throw some wood on the pile and get that blazing campfire going with a good star cover, I hope.
We're going into fire pit season, so this is really a better time for you to, if you could squeeze out the time to go up there.
Yeah, because it's a little
I have a
more
fire pit cooler in my yard, so.
A little more cooler and a little more crisper out there in the fall of the year. So it's a little bit different, but I'm going to enjoy it. I've gotten really good at making a campfire now. I really love doing it, and I've picked up a few tips from my friend Patrick, who has a camp up there also. So I'm a professional now.
Have you learned the cotton ball dunked in the Vaseline trick to use for a fire starter?
Cotton ball, I use lighter fluid. I just, you get your
set a fire on.
Well,
it won't just be a little fire.
A
huge bonfire.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, nothing I use like the nothing. For. We dunk cotton balls in Vaseline. I have all kinds of tricks. The dried out used Brillo pad in a 9-volt battery.
Oh.
I know all the post apocalyptic. I got you never know when zombies are gonna happen.
Tell me about that. Explain how that works. The Brillo pad and a 9-volt battery.
Yes. If you do woodworking and you have fine grit wool, you know, the steel wool, you could just use that. But what I do is the leftover used Brillo pads when all the soap is pretty much gone, and, you know, you want to toss them away because they start to rust. But if you let them completely air dry, you could use those. I put them in a Ziploc bag and just keep them handy, and then you just grab a 9-volt battery. Somebody who's obsessed with fire. I can't think of the term. A fire bug anyway. And you just touch the dried out old Brillo pad or whatever brand you have, Brillo, whatever. I don't know. I'm using a brand name. But steel wool pad. But it has to be the fine one. And just touch the 9-volt, the battery terminal, and it'll catch on fire. And you got to move quick. Get it over to the kindling because it'll burn up in your hands.
Wow.
I am such a fire bug. I could tell you how to start fire with a condom and water. All right? Yeah. But that's for another show.
Yeah, I guess.
And it's not a sexual thing. It's not a sexual thing at all either. I mean, you know, I know it's a little teasy there, but no, I'm telling you, there are so many funny ways to do starting fire. And I just research all this stuff, and I try to do it if I can, just to try it out. Because, again, you never know when zombies can happen. In my case, it was really when Hurricane Sandy would happen, but...
Yeah.
It can apply. You can apply zombie stuff to real life scenarios.
Hey, Robin, we got some callers once again. They're going to be calling.
Yay!
Our switchboard is going to light up. Hopefully, not too much, so I get confused with who's on the line because we don't really have a call taker. It's me, but we do have a call here. It's a 720 area code, and I don't see them on my list, so. I'm going to bring them on briefly in case they have a comment or question for us. And then I think our first author is on. I see a number because our first author, believe it or not, is calling from Jerusalem. And hopefully that's him. And hopefully the 720 isn't him. So I'm going to try to clear this up and go to 720. And let's bring them on the show right now. Hello, caller. You're on the Writer's Lounge with Tom Riddell and Robin Eduardo. And who are we speaking to?
This is author T.K. Harris. I think I somehow got in the wrong queue.
Oh, T.K. Harris. Okay. Okay, we got you down as we got you down as Alex Harris. Is this?
Yeah, I go by Alex or T.K. Harris.
Okay, you're on last, Alex.
Okay.
Okay, so call back, call back at 10 minutes, quarter to the hour, I think you call. But call anyway, I'll be looking for your number up there, okay?
Great, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Don't you love live radio?
Oh, I love it. It's just great.
Me
and,
too.
nothing like a nice little surprise and all that. So anyway... We're getting here close to bringing on the author. His name is David Young, and he's from Jerusalem. I'm going to let the authors tell us all about their books. I'm not going to introduce their books. And once again, some of these names, I hope you forgive me if I pronounce them wrong. I've been known to do that before. But we will be putting them on timers here. And when the 5 minutes starts is when the 5 minutes starts, and when it ends, then we wrap it up. So let's
off with your heads.
Yeah, exactly. Let's our first speed dating, as Robin would call it.
Yes.
Speed dating author David Young from Jerusalem. I hope this is
Hello.
David.
This is David Young from Jerusalem. Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
How are you?
Right, so this is David Young from Jerusalem, and I want to talk to you about my new book, which GMTA hope to put out very soon. Okay, am I getting through?
Sure, absolutely, David. I just wanted to tell you tell everybody else that David, I believe, is calling in the middle of the night over there. It's 3 a.m., isn't it?
Yeah, it's now 3:15 in the morning. And a very a very pleasant, about 18 degrees outside. And
well,
and so I thought I'd tell you about
David.
My new book.
Yeah, David,
yeah?
Tell us a little bit about yourself and then tell us about your book, if you don't mind.
Okay. So I was born in England, lived there for 20 years, and then since 1968 I've been living here in Israel. For the last 25 years I've been living in Jerusalem. I teach English in high school and also give courses to adults on history and about my friend Mr. William Shakespeare. And I've written a few novels about Shakespeare. And so this time I thought I'd write a novel about Henry VIII's fourth wife, Anne of Cleves. So I decided to call this novel Anne of Cleves, Henry's Luckiest Wife. I mean, he had six.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, she was lucky because he didn't chop off her head. And second of all, she was lucky because he was in such a hurry to make a quick and quiet divorce with her. He offered her a fortune in cash. He offered her £4,000 sterling a year, which 400 years ago was more than an arm and a leg.
Mm-hmm.
And he offered her a lot of real estate and all the gold and silver and nice dresses and bits and pieces she had acquired during her 6 months living with the king.
Hey.
So she had a good time out of it in the end.
I'm sure she did. That sounds about right.
David, how long did it take you to write the book?
It took me about, once I knew what I was going to write, it probably took me about 6 months.
Okay.
Normally when I know what I'm going to write, I can write very quickly. Of course, that's the first draft. After that, of course, I have to have it edited, which takes longer. And when I say I write, I physically do write, and then I put it on the computer, copy, type it onto the computer, and that's, of course, when I do my first initial editing. And then later on, of course, I pass it on to somebody else to do... editing from another angle.
Very good. Mm-hmm. David, where can people reach you to buy your book on the internet?
So I've got a website which is www.weebly.com, and also my books are available from Amazon. And if you look for, I write under the name of D. Lawrence-Young.
Very good. Well, David, thank you so much
for
coming on the Writer's Lounge. We really appreciate having you on, especially getting up at that early morning hour over there, and I hope you will continue to listen to us here on the Writer's Lounge. And with that, I think we will let you go, and we wish you much success, and thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Okay. Good night or good morning or whatever it is, wherever you are.
It's evening over here. Right. So thank you, David. Okay.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Okay. It's always fun, Robin, to talk to somebody out of the country and to realize that it isn't just writers in America that are paying attention to us. It's people from all over the world. And there's people from all over the world that want their books published. So it isn't just a a country.
A small community, yeah.
Exactly. So
not only are we international, where you know, from the world, not just worldwide, but universal,
exactly.
Beyond, out of this world, maybe.
We're out of this world, absolutely. And
we are out of this world.
Is author Darius Gottlieb, and I hope I pronounced the name right, but Darius is here with us now. And Darius,
good afternoon.
Welcome to the Writer's Lounge. And
hi, Tom and Robin.
Hi.
Where
great
are you calling
program.
From? Where are you calling from?
Thank you.
I'm calling from lovely Southern California.
Mm. Oh, you're in the country then.
It's cool here, not too hot. Lovely.
Very
beautiful.
Good. And Darius, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and then tell us about your book?
Well, the book is the main thing, Tom and Robin. It's a very unusual look at love in that it's poetry, but it's not this wimpy, flowery, cutesy-pootsy poetry. It's called Love Poems and Other Elixirs. There are 41 poems being published in September by GMTA Publishing out of North Carolina. Kitty Bullard is the publisher. I'm
yeah,
their
we're
only...
over there, Kitty.
Oh, okay, I'm her only poet. And
okay.
It's looking at love from every aspect, but particularly as it relates to passion and the love that people have not only for one another, but for God and for their identity, for their belonging, for their fortune, their fate, their destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
written in a way that it can apply to all genders, which took some skill so that anyone reading it can think it applies to them. And the most typical comment I get is that the people think I've written it just for them.
Wow, that's a good sign when
very
they say
good.
Things
so,
like that.
Whether a
there
person
is.
Is divorced
Darius,
or great or gay or confused, they can still relate to it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Darius, if you get a chance, go over to my Facebook page, Tom Riddell, and have a look at some of the poems that I posted. I've done this. I brought them out of retirement here. I think I wrote most of them in 2003. But
what is your page again? I'm not. The computer's off right now, Tom, but what is the page?
Just look for my Facebook page, just Tom
Riddell.
Under what name? Tom Riddell, R-I-D-D-E-L-L. So you can find me there and just have a look at it and tell me what you think. I'd appreciate it. But this is about you. And is there
yeah.
anything more that you'd like to say? And I'd like to ask I'd like to ask you, how long did it take you to compile all of that poetry?
Well, I rewrote the book 19 times. I had to edit it twice, so about 2 years. And I have a short poem to read for you and your readers and your listeners.
Yeah, go right ahead.
And,
you have over about 2 minutes left here.
All right, I've given it my best shot. This is called You Are Lovely.
Mm.
I would be insulting the pristine beauty of this day were I not to tell you how lovely you are. Might you journey with me to a garden of desire and never return again? We could recline on a carpet of rose petals, then be lifted to a cascading fountain shaped like a silver crescent chalice, and never again need to hide our feelings for one another. The sun would never burn our skin, yet naked our lingering kisses would prompt us to levitate ever higher. Until parting, we will have begun to uncover strong, supple wings which cause us to ascend to yet another garden. Sing to me now and open your emerald throat, and I will gently sing to you. Until tears condense into droplets of light to form shooting comets beyond the blazing stars of your liquid eyes. Now let me die again and be in your rapture.
I think Robin is swooning right now, and I think she collapsed.
I just died in rapture.
Well, Robin, give me your mailing address. I'll send you a complimentary copy.
Oh!
And for Tom,
okay.
Please. I'm ready.
Well, look,
all right, hon.
We're actually running out of time here, but can you find
yes.
each other on the Facebook?
Okay, I'll email you, Robin. Again, I've got Tom's email, and you can send me your mailing
sure.
address. And please let everyone know it's called Tom. It's called Love Poems and Other Elixirs, out in September.
Very
beautiful.
Good, Darius.
God bless
Darius,
you
thank
both.
You
thank
very
you.
Much. I think you
thank
were the first
you.
Poet on the Writer's Lounge, and thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay,
all
looks
right.
Like, well, I almost pushed the wrong button. I almost disconnected you, Robin, but that's all.
That's okay. I'm still in outer space.
Yeah, he was getting me, too. I was starting to feel a little woozy here.
Yeah,
but
it was good stuff.
Yeah, the next caller here is, unbelievably, from South Africa. So we have another person calling from out of the country, and we will bring her on. And I hope this is the right number, that this is Adrienne Woods from South Africa. Adrienne, is that you?
Yes, that is. How are you today?
I'm very good. I recognize your accent. My ex-wife was from South Africa. And where in South Africa are you?
I'm from Johannesburg.
Oh, Johannesburg. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually went through there and really appreciate it. So, Adrienne, let's not waste a lot of time here. Tell us about yourself, and then tell us about your book.
Well, I've always wanted to be a writer ever since I'm 13 years old. Told my mom the one day I want to be like Daniel Steele, but I had no idea what she was like and how big she was. So I'm aiming very high, yeah. I started written 3 years ago. I went into it full on. And this year I got myself published by GMPA. GMPA is going to release the novel of my Dragonian series, which is a young adult fantasy, and on 20th November. So I'm very excited about it.
Aw,
that's
good.
Very good. And who are you published with?
With GMPA.
Okay.
The book is about dragons. I've always had a love for them, and I've read a couple of dragon novels, and, you know, what I had in mind is completely different. So I never read a book like mine, and there was a saying that, you know, write what you want to read. So I really hope that they're going to love it. Yeah, it follows a girl from this world, and it follows her all the way into this enchanted world, Eden, on Earth. So, and there she has to learn how to deal with dragons and deal with magic and deal with fighting with swords, and so it's very epic and very, you know, it's very high. So I really hope the young adult is going to love it.
Sounds very interesting.
Very
it's,
good.
It's really exciting. It's a part of a 4-book series, so hopefully they will embrace it as much as I love writing it. And if everything goes well, the next one will probably be out the same next year. So,
very good.
Really got good comments from my beta readers. So, yeah, they say something new and something really excited. So, I really hope it's going to, you know, everyone's going to experience that.
Very good.
I wish you a lot of luck with it.
Thank you so much.
Radiant, where can people find you on the internet?
You know, I'm on Goodreads. I also have a review site that I help other authors, you know, try to get their books out there and do reviews for them, which is withadrienne.wordpress. It's a WordPress account. Withadrienne.wordpress.com, I think.
Okay.
And, first-time author or authors that, you know, just recently released their book, I do reviews for them and, you know, try to get it out there as well, try to help them as well. And you can get me on Facebook. My Dragonian series is on Facebook as well. If they want to go and have a look at it, that would be nice.
Very good. Adrienne, we're running out of time, and once again, I wish we could talk more, and we wish you the best, and thank you being on the Writer's Lounge.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a wonderful evening.
Bye
you
now.
Too.
Thanks.
Yeah, Robin, it's a shame that we can't talk to these people longer, but we only have an hour show to stick them all in here, and I know that her audio wasn't greatest. But I hope everybody listening did pick up on where you can go to check in with Adrienne. And the next author coming on here, and I want to make sure I don't delete somebody here, is Candace Bowser. And we're going to bring Candace on right about now. Candace, is that you?
I'm here. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm great. It's an honor to be on your show.
Thank you. And where are you calling?
I'm actually calling from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm in the heart of America.
Okay.
Right in the center.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, and let's talk about your book.
I have 15 published novels. The most recent one is The Mirror, which is published through GMTA Publishing. I have a website where you can preview the professional blurb releases for all the books, which is, it's my name, it's CandaceLBowser.com. And then I also have links to all of my books posted on the website. All of my books are available in both print and e-books, so they're available everywhere.
Very good.
The Mirror is, it was one of the first books that I wrote. It's, I think it was probably the second or third book that I had written, and the concept behind it is that it's about a 400-year-old curse that has plagued the New England family since prior to their moving here from Italy. And the granddaughter is very grief-stricken when her grandmother passes away. The family estate is left to her, including this mirror that hangs in the hallway that has always been covered in black velvet. And her grandmother gives her a very stern warning that no matter what the mirror says to her, she should never answer it, never respond to it. And she's had that told to her whole life. And once Adriana's grandmother, Annabelle, passes away, the mirror starts to speak to her more, and she discovers that her family is part of a legendary curse and that she's probably the only one who can stop it.
Sounds very interesting. What do you think, Robin?
Yeah, is it that the mirror tells, is, now
there's
I'm
actually,
curious, I'm going to have to read the book.
Yeah, there's actually, the premise behind it is there's a spirit that's trapped inside the mirror, and that spirit.
Is it an evil spirit, or it's a good spirit, or her family's trying to tell her that it's an evil, that's why you don't listen to
her? Her family tells her that it's an evil spirit, but actually, the spirit that's in there is someone who loved the first matriarch of the family.
Oh, so there's
and
a whole thing
there
going
was
on
a,
there.
Yeah, there was a horrible betrayal. He committed suicide, and he's been attached to them from the very beginning, from 400 years ago. And he bestows them wealth, and they have very long lives, but there's an alternate dark side to the curse also that involves other family members and what they have done. So everything that happens for them is not always pleasant.
Well, you've got me hooked in.
Yeah, me too. I definitely like that kind of writing. So where can we find you on the internet, Candace?
I have, like I said, I have a website. It's CandaceLBowser.com. If you just search Candace Bowser, my name comes up on Yahoo or Google as like the first 15 or 20 links. So my website is usually the first thing that pops up, but it also brings up all my links to Amazon and Smashwords.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my other books are available on Amazon, Smashwords, Barnes & Noble. So there's a lot of choices to pick from.
Very good, Candace. Good. Thank you for being on the Writer's Lounge, and we wish you much success.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. Have a blessed day.
Okay,
you
thank
too.
You.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Oop, we sometimes cut them off too quickly here.
Sorry.
So, but the next up here is Aaron Armstrong. I think I've got it all queued up here to go. And Aaron, are you with us?
I am with you. How are you?
Very good. Sometimes it's hard to know whether you're talking to a man or a woman with the name of Aaron. You never know. But, Aaron, where are you calling from?
I am a woman, and I am calling from North Brunswick, New Jersey.
Ooh, you're right down the road from me.
Am I really?
Yes, I'm in the Morgan section of Sayreville. I'm right on
Whoa.
The water.
I know Sayreville.
Yes. That's
wow.
funny.
you can go meet each other and give each other a big hug. But Erin,
there you go.
Absolutely.
Slow on time here. Tell us about yourself and about your book.
Okay. Well, like I told you, I'm from Rockport, New Jersey. I am a mom, a wife. I have two boys. The book that I wrote is called The Twisted Truth. Should I tell you what it's about now?
Yes, go ahead.
Sure.
It's actually about a young woman named Michelle Marshall who attends School of Rutgers University. I kept everything very local.
Mm-hmm. Good.
She is raped her senior year, and out of that rape, she became pregnant. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I skipped 10 years later. Now she has a child, and she has an overbearing mother who's telling her, you know, Michelle, you really do need a father figure for your daughter. And she's starting to believe that maybe she does. And Michelle has started up a shelter for abused women that has fallen into hard times, and she is desperately in need of help, but she doesn't want to speak with her parents about it because she doesn't want them to know how badly the business that they invested so much into is doing. So what she does is she is trying to speak with her accountant to see, you know, how, you know, what's going on with her business. And
mm-hmm.
while doing that, she runs into a man. His name is Tyler Austin. He's very handsome, very rich. And what
mm-hmm.
he does is he invests, he gives her money to get her business back going. And
mm-hmm.
immediately she falls for him. He's everything mm-hmm. that she wants, everything that she knows her mother would want her to have, except
mm-hmm.
something about him is not quite right. Everyone is giving her hints that something about him is not right. He's making her feel that there are things in his life that he's trying to keep from her. And while she doesn't want to be made a fool, at the same time, she desperately wants to have that male figure for her daughter, that husband, to help her out. And so she kind of starts to put all of those bad feelings to the side, except they just keep resurfacing until everything just kind of boils over and she finds herself in a life or death struggle.
Mm.
Very
wow.
good.
Interesting.
And Erin, where can everybody find you on the internet?
Okay, my website is emnovels.com, and you can also like my Facebook page through my website as well. It's also emnovels.
Very good.
I
and
also
you're going to have to hook up with Robin at some point here.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm
going to have to promote my local girl here.
You need to, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. You know how it goes.
Also, my publishing company is GMTA now, GMTA.com.
Yeah, and we're going to give them a huge plug at the end of our show here. But, Erin, thank you so much for being on. I appreciate it, and we wish you much success in whatever you do there in New Jersey and in your writings, and we hope to hear from you again.
Thank you guys so much for having me on your show.
Thank you,
Erin. Thank you.
Well, it was a pleasure, wasn't it, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody from your
neck of
the
woods. It's always interesting. Yeah.
Always, we talk to people in Jerusalem and South Africa, and right down the road from where you are.
And right down the street.
Right. It's amazing. So the next author coming up here is, and I hope I don't hack this name up too hard here, Del Cherie, I believe. The last name is Gladden.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Del Cherie Gladden. And I will push the magic button, and hopefully this is Del Cherie. Is this you?
It is, and you
Yay.
Got my name right, so thank you.
Oh, good. So, Del Cherie, where are you calling from tonight?
I am in New Mexico.
Okay.
Right there in the Four Corners in a fairly small little town called Farmington.
Oh,
very cool.
Nice. And tell us about yourself, and then tell us about your book.
Well, I am married to my husband, Ryan, and we have two super cute little kids who are smarties and always coming up with funny things for me to put in my book. And I just graduated as a dental hygienist, and I'm getting ready to start a new job doing that. But my new book that just came out with GMTA is called Wicked Hunger. And Wicked Hunger is the story of Vanessa and Xander Ross. And they are siblings. And these two teenagers have all of your average everyday teenage problems. But on top of that, they have a few other problems that most teens don't have to face. Their family has been dealing with a vicious hunger for pain and suffering. And it kind of comes and goes. It skips generations here and there. And Vanessa and Xander were lucky enough to be the ones to be hit with this again. And no, they're not vampires. They're not werewolves. Hmm. Nothing like that. I'll just throw that out there in the beginning.
Okay.
So this never-ending battle that they have to control their hunger, it gets even worse when a girl named Ivy Guerra shows up at school. And instantly, Vanessa just gets a bad vibe from her. And she is certain that this Ivy girl has some dark motives. She takes an interest in herself and her brother Xander. And Vanessa right away is like, stay away from her. She knows something about us. She's here to cause problems. And she tries to warn her brother Xander to stay away from her. But Xander is too busy falling in love with her, basically. He thinks his sister is just crazy, that nothing's going on, she's just overreacting. And he starts getting to know Ivy Girl, and despite the fact that his hunger is very attracted to her, he wants to hurt her and cause her pain, but at the same time, he has this need to protect her as well. So he's kind of constantly battling both of those desires. And basically, one of them is right. It's either Vanessa or Xander who's right about Ivy. But either way, whoever's right, if they can't control their hunger, it's not going to matter. Because one slip on their part, and there are going to be serious consequences. Their family will be put in danger. And the most likely thing is that, you know, their family members will be harmed or killed if they can't control themselves. So it's kind of their whole story of them battling between controlling their hunger and following these rules that their family has set up for them to keep them safe and hidden, and then trying to figure out what is going on with this Ivy girl and whether she's there to cause the problem or if she's just some innocent bystander who's getting caught up in all of it.
Very good. And Del Cherie, where can people find you? And by the way, I just love your first name. I just really love even saying it. But where can we find you on the internet?
I'm kind of all over the place. My blog is DelCherieGladden at blogspot.com. And people can find me on Facebook at author Del Cherie Gladden, Twitter Del Cherie, at Del Cherie. Having an unusual name makes it a little easier to just use my name for everything. So yeah, just type in my name and you'll come up with all my social media accounts.
Very good. Very good. And thank you so much for being on the Writer's Lounge. And as we've said, everybody, we wish you much success, and hopefully we'll be hearing again from you someday.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Okay,
well,
take care
now.
Yep, bye. It's always fun, Robin, to go through these people and get a sense of how excited they are to get their books out there and get themselves exposed here on the Writer's Lounge. And once again, many of them are from GMTA Publishing, and we want to put out a shout-out to Kitty over there. I know she works hard with all these authors. And once again, hats off to you. And I'll have a little bit more to say about Kitty and GMTA after we finish with our next author and our last author, which would be Alex Harris, who called in earlier. And she is
with the first one, and now she's the last one.
She's now back on again. So you got an extra couple seconds there in there, Alex. How do you feel about cheating the time a little bit?
Well, I wasn't trying to, but, you know.
I know.
Cheater, cheater.
So now is your time. Now you can shine brightly. What is your name? I feel like I'm on that. I've got a secret
show. What
are
you doing? What's your line?
Yeah, what's your line? Tell us about yourself.
Well, it kind of depends on Okay, so typically I go by Alex, sometimes TK Harris, sometimes Tamara. It just depends on what voice is speaking in my head at the time, I guess. my book is called Phantom Dreams, and I guess if you were to put it short and sweet, it's the story is about a serial killer with a very old vendetta, an FBI agent who's kind of tired of chasing monsters, and a woman who keeps dreaming about herself and other women dying.
Hmm.
Okay.
So that's sort of the short and sweet about it.
Yeah. How long did it take you to write the book?
If I were to put it all together, probably 2 years, but I ended up stretching over a lifetime of being a full-time employee and a full-time mother and, you know, everything else that life throws at you.
We all know about that, right,
Robin? Reading time. Yeah, whenever you can get a moment to jot some words down.
Yes. Sort of like Hemingway. I get my 7 words a day, but I don't always know what order they go in.
There you go.
So when you write your stories, we ask this on the Writer's Lounge quite a bit, where do you go to get into mood?
Usually I just sit down at my laptop and I turn on either something like Rob Zombie or dubstep or something like that and just start writing.
Okay.
You let the music inspire the mood that you're trying to set for the tone of the story or that section of the story anyway?
You know, I've tried doing that. I've actually worked a little backwards where I'm starting to write a story and I hear songs and I go, oh, that would be a perfect inspiration for the book. But usually it's just sort of plugging in that kind of, I guess, something about the heavy metal or the
energy
type of music, like. Yeah, yeah, Stephen King, I think, said he did the same thing, and I totally get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's,
well,
it's
the same thing when we clean the house and we put music on and, you know, just go at it. You know, it's the same thing.
Exactly.
It's a good motivator. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting the type of music that we adhere to. Some of us don't. I was talking to a writer the other day, and he says that he has to have perfectly peace and quiet to write. He can't write with no distractions. And then while others can go into a coffee shop or others can go into a room and listen to music, I find that very interesting how our minds work when we're in the writing mood. And I know that I like it kind of quiet. Well, although I don't, because I'll sit in my office here and I'll turn music on to help me get in the mood. But I need to be away from other people, I guess. That kind of shows the other side of me here. But it's interesting to hear everybody talk about where they go. And Alex, where can people find you on the internet?
My website is tkharrisonline.com, and then Phantom Dreams is actually being sold on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, although I did find that if you Google or you search Phantom Dreams on Amazon, you have to say buy TK Harris, or apparently it pulls up a lot of anime.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's okay, because the people are looking for the anime will pull up yours. So there you go.
That's the plan.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Alex, thank you so much for being on the Writer's Lounge, and we wish you much success, and hopefully we'll be hearing from you at some point. And keep listening, and get on over, if you haven't, get on over to the Facebook page there at the Writer's Lounge and leave a comment or, you know, pay attention, and maybe we can get you back on the show a little bit more lengthy talk. I know that you like to talk, but we'll get you on maybe at another time here on the Writer's Lounge.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you for having me tonight.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go, Robin. We just went through our 7, and we usually don't have this much time left in the program. Any thoughts on what we heard there over the course of the last seven?
Well, there was a lot of interesting people. I mean, aside from interesting stories, you know, new books being introduced to us, but interesting people from around the world and everything. So that's always fun. And actually, I was kind of concerned that we were going to run out of time and not be able to get everybody in. I was watching the clock here.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if maybe the next time it shouldn't be, say, maybe six new authors.
Yeah, I mean, we could always loosen it up a little bit and maybe not keep as regimented, but we still have to a certain degree because, I mean, look, we only have a few more minutes left to the show anyway.
Exactly.
But yeah, it was an interesting show.
Yeah, it was. And I just want to say here a couple things that I mentioned earlier in the program. I want to thank Kitty Bullard for coming through for us to bring these authors to us. I believe every one of them, I am not sure, but I believe every one of them was from GMTA. I stand corrected if I'm not right there. But thank her for bringing them on. I had just a couple days' notice here to bring all these people onto the show. As you know, Robin, I was scurrying around. We did have a last-minute cancel from a gentleman by the name of Joshua Graham, who I do plan on having on in September.
Yeah, bring him back.
We'll add an extra show in September for him, and he wrote the book Terminus. So once again, Joshua had some changes in the scheduling, and that always happens, and we try to accommodate the best that we can here in the Writer's Lounge. But I want to remind everybody that the next session that's opening up here won't open up until the end of October, and I'm sure it'll go by very quickly as the summer has, and we'll get everything on again in the next batch. But I think I'm going to do this show again in the next session because we seem to always have a lot of fun doing this, and it gives me
The speed dating.
Yeah. You like the speed dating.
I like the speed dating.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun, and we do get a lot of numbers for these shows. Our numbers are way up there anyways. We average anywhere between 2,000 and 3,000 listens for any average author that comes on the show. And for the seven authors show that we did before, I think we hit 3,500 for that one in actually 2 weeks after we broadcast. So thank everybody there for listening. They are excellent numbers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Robin, we are approaching the 2-year anniversary. Our next show will be.
I know.
It's going to be exciting. But our next show, Jeff Gafford wrote Summertown, and he'll be on August 19th. And then we take a break. September 2nd is Memorial Day. Is it Memorial Day? No, it's Labor Day. And I can never get close to it, right?
I'll probably
be at the campfire there. And I hope everybody enjoys as we head into the fall of the year. And a bunch of nice, interesting authors will be on. So, Robin, this is our cue. I'm rattling on here. It's time for you to say what you always say.
What I always say. I always say a lot of things. But as always here on the Writer's Lounge, I'd like to wish everybody some good reading and always good writing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
In the middle of the day, your faith and your fences have been blown away. You're down in the cellar and you've locked yourself in. Ah, but it looks like it's rainbow weather again. It looks like it's rainbow weather again. Storm clouds apart and the sun will peek in. The rain will roll. looks like it's rainbow weather. Noah, get ready, for the sky will be torn. Build as I tell you, save what you can. Then wait while the rainbow weather begins. It looks like it's rainbow weather again. Storm clouds apart and the sun will peek in. The rain will roll out on a westerly wind. And it looks like it's rainbow. Clouds apart and the sun begins. The rain will